Exclusive: Daniel Horowitz, GOP/Dem spending bill is open-ended amnesty. By John Binder on February 20, 2019. Conservative Review senior editor Daniel Horowitz says a Republican-Democrat spending bill signed by President Trump last week is an open-ended amnesty with potential to apply to all 12 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the United States. In an exclusive interview with SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Tonight, Horowitz detailed the provision of the bipartisan spending bill that provides a nationwide sanctuary for any illegal alien in the U.S. who is a relative, sponsor, potential sponsor, or living in a household with an unaccompanied alien child, UAC. In my view, Trump is de facto getting 0 miles of wall for zero policy fixes, and in fact, making the policies even worse, Horowitz said of Trump signing the spending bill. Section 224A. It imperfectively invites people to sponsor teenagers from Central America to come here and then be shielded from detection by ICE, from apprehension and eventually from being deported. This is the first time in my life I've seen an open-ended amnesty potentially. There is no qualification that you had to have come here after a certain date. Be of a certain age, anyone can be a potential sponsor or live in the household of a potential sponsor and they are shielded from deportation. It is truly hard to overstate how problematic that is. That is essentially completing the criminal conspiracies of the cartels. The mother's milk of their operation now is trafficking minors over the border. Everyone knows that that's the main problem that's driving this crisis. Emphasis added. Rather than deterring it and saying we're no longer accepting UACs, instead, we're stepping on the gas pedal, Horowitz continued. Listen to Horowitz's full interview here. Horowitz also blasted the White House's rehiring of former Legislative Affairs Director Mark Short to be Vice President Mike Pence's chief of staff. Short formerly led the failed Never Trump movement inside the GOP megadonor Koch Brothers network of billionaire donors. In 2017, when Short was the legislative director at the White House, this was when Trump started emoting about DACA, if you remember, Horowitz said. When Trump came into office the first couple of months, he succeeded in really stopping the flow to trickle of illegal immigration, just based on the perception that he would shut things down. Emphasis added. This year, researchers project that up to 500,000 illegal aliens will successfully cross the U.S.-Mexico border and make it into the country, undetected by Border Patrol. Currently, the U.S. admits more than 1 million legal immigrants annually, with the vast majority deriving from chain migration, whereby newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the country. In 2017, the foreign-born population reached a record high of 44.5 million. Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.